Darian Ray, it's Wednesday yes. baking time. And there's lots of times you bring your stuff in and I go, well, this is going to be interesting.
This one actually looks usually, good today.
And it's fantastic. I mean, I don't know why I hedge my bets.
You don't know why you're questioning me? You should just trust the process and go for it.
You should just trust whatever you put in front of me here. And this one you walked in with, and I'm going,
yep,
that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Just do it right out of there.
Well, ice cream cake is hard to mess up, I think. But that's what we have in front of us today. This is called the Buster. It's from the 1980s. Because
Wait, that's not retro. 1980s, come on.
Well, that's the earliest the book has.
Oh, okay.
It goes from the 1900s all the way up to the 1980s.
Okay, that hurts because you're sitting here going, hey, retro baking, blah, and they classify the 80s as retro.
Do you want to eat the ice cream cake or not?
Yes, I do. Okay, so is there anything special about this, or is it just that people have lost the knack for making ice cream cakes?
No, this is actually because there was a certain food chain that created the Buster Bar in the 80s, and people wanted to recreate that at their house.
Oh.
So this is supposed to somewhat resemble that.
Buster Bar, was that DQ?
Yes.
Oh, they're good stuff. I remember that.
Don't they
still have Buster Bars?
Yes, they do.
Oh, good.
But this is supposed to be like...
Homemade.
It's
like ripoff of KFC when you...
Yeah, when you do it at home.
All right. Well, now I really... Can I eat this now?
Yeah, go
Not
for
that
it.
I normally want to jump ahead here, but...
You can definitely have a taste. I'll just say one thing. We forgot the peanuts because when we were shopping, that just didn't make it into the grocery cart.
Well, National Peanut Butter Day,
I'm quite concerned.
What's your peanut butter go-to?
Bananas.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I'm going to
yes,
try this.
Yes, you could go for it.
Well, if I get a brain freeze, you may have to take over the rest of the show.
I'm fine with that. I thought we'd steer clear of the peanut butter this week because we've had peanut butter the last couple of weeks with these retro baking.
Okay,
is always good.
Last I checked the rules, I'm not allowed to swear, but holy Toledo, is that ever good. That does taste like a Buster. I'm sorry. That's really good.
Doesn't it?
How much of this do you have?
There is more in the freezer. Uh-huh. Don't worry. Uh-huh. It is in the freezer, so it doesn't melt all over the place. Normally, we leave it at the back for everybody to share. I left it in the freezer this time, so it might be a little bit more difficult for people to go and grab.
Quite frankly, I don't know about this sharing stuff. I think it's highly overrated. Wow.
As long as nobody we work with is listening right now, we don't have to share with them.
I don't care. Stay home. Stay away. I have COVID. Whatever. This is delicious. Anyway, we'll put this up on the... we'll do a blog on this. It'll be up on our Facebook page and stuff like that. And you can take a look. And what's the book called again?
This is the Baking Yesteryear book. And it has a bunch of different recipes. It says the best recipes from the 1900s to the 1980s.
Oh, that's sick anyway. It's like when you sit there and go, yeah, that's one of my favorite LPs. And all of a sudden it's like, it's the 30th anniversary. And you go, what the hell happened to time? Anyway, yeah, perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Darian.
No problem. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm going to give you a gold star for baking again today.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Here's Brooks and Dunn.